This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm kind of on pins and needles about today's episode. I've done something like this once before. It was way back in the late winter, not too long ago. I think it might have been episode 150 or 151, but I'll link to it in the show notes the last time I did this. What I did then that I'm doing again today is letting you hear from some of my clients in their own words, hearing their stories, where they've come from, what their goals are, what they've learned. And the reason that I'm doing this, just to call it like I see it, shoot straight, not hold anything back, these are some of my current fat loss fast track clients. So I'm doing this really for two reasons. Number one is I'm opening up the summer fat loss fast track next week, and the space is really limited. It only opens 3 or 4 times per year, so the timing is right. And instead of me standing here and telling you all about the fat loss fast track, who better to hear how it works, what they've gained, than people who are in it right now? So I want you to hear from them in their words, what kind of experiences they've had, what they've gained from it, so that anybody who's interested isn't going into it blind. The other part of it is, for those of you who maybe aren't interested in the fat loss fast track, or you just are really at the point where all you need to keep doing is what you've been doing and maybe listening to the podcast, that's totally fine. Either way, I want to share their stories because I talk a lot about my story and my experiences, but I'm very much aware that not all of you can relate to me. Maybe it's my age, maybe it's my personality, maybe it's my goals, the fact that I don't have children. Maybe your goal isn't fat loss, so you can't relate to the fat loss side of things. But hearing from other people who are different ages, different walks of life, who maybe didn't have an initial goal of fat loss, but just wanted to improve their relationship with food, maybe you can see yourself in them, and maybe one of their voices is what you need to hear to make you feel like, hey, I can do this. If they can do that, they sound a lot like me, and if they can do it, I can do it. Now, I will say, they sent me voice notes, so the audio quality is variable, the audio volume is variable. Be patient. It's not a big deal. It's not worth getting upset about. It's not worth letting it irritate you. Listen for the message, right? Listen for the purpose of what they have to share. And keep in mind, it's not all that hard to adjust your volume as you need to. So thank you for being patient and understanding that this show doesn't have sponsors. This show is totally free, which means we don't have producers who stabilize all the audio. And I kind of see it as just not a big deal. Might not be perfect, but that's totally okay. I just had to say that because I know even though I say that, I'll still get a bazillion emails about it. But I trust that you guys can just be patient and listen for the message. But I got so many of my clients to send voice notes. I can't fit even a quarter of them into today's podcast. I'm going to share 4 short ones with you today, and I'll probably do another episode like this soon so that I can share some more of them, and then you might see them in some emails and things like that. But let's dive right into them. This first client, she has been working with me for a while now. This spring fat loss fast track is not her first. She's been through a couple before, and the cool thing about her story, I mean, there's so many cool things, and she and I have really become close, and I feel like I know her very well. Not only has she improved her relationship with food, but it's really much more than that. It's really bigger than that. She's gained a sense of ownership, not just related to food, but related to her life. And it's not even fair to say she gained that sense of ownership. She has created it. She continues to create it. And she has identified the stories that she was telling herself that were really holding her back, whether it was, I can't do this, this is hard, or this is just who I am and what I do. She's really come to realize, no, who I am is based on who I decide to be today, not who I was yesterday. What I do is based on what I choose to do today, not what I did yesterday. I'll let you hear from her in her own words.
Hi, Elizabeth. If I were to sum up all I've gotten out of being a part of your fast track groups, I would say it is learning to own my choices and really be conscious of the language I use, both in my mind, silently to myself, and in my writing, and when I communicate with others. You've helped me see how powerful our language is, and that it's almost primary to anything else I need to work on in terms of feeling better about who I am, feeling better about my choices. And through the change in language and through that self-talk and writing, I make better decisions, not just with food, but with everything in my life. Also, you've taught me that every situation has a potential upside, that it's all about my perspective, and that if I shift my perspective, I can always see the good. Maybe there's something for me to learn. Maybe there's a way that I'm actually very blessed in this situation. Maybe it's a chance for me to practice. That's a really different attitude for me. And also, though you're extremely supportive and caring and your commitment is 1,000,000% for all of us, you also don't let us get away with anything. So it's not a pity party and it's not an overdose of sympathy. It's all about total accountability for our choices and helping us rise above to see our true power. So thank you so much for everything you do. It's amazing to be a part of this group, and it has just been such an important experience for me.
There is no question that she has changed her entire life in so many ways. And really, she's identified that the lead horse is her biggest rock, if you will, is her attitude and her perspective and what she tells herself is real and true. Because if you tell yourself that you don't make good choices, well, then you believe that you don't make good choices and you're not going to exceed your own expectations. It really is about perspective and the accountability, right? I think for her, it was a really big deal to know that she's going to be held accountable. I'm not the kind of person that says, oh, wow, sounds like things are really hard. Well, I'm thinking of you. Have a good one. No, because we already have that in our lives, and it's lovely and it's friendly, but that's not going to help us grow. It's not going to help us improve. And I am here in these fat loss fast tracks with these clients. I'm here to help people grow. So with that particular client, God bless her, there have been many times when I've listened to her struggles and her challenges and her limiting beliefs and said, okay, so what can you do today, right now? What can you do? What is in your control? Because I get what you can't do. I hear that. I understand. I get why it's hard. I hear that. I understand. I get why you're struggling. I hear that and I understand, but it doesn't matter. So what can you do? And she really implemented that in some major ways, which she should just be incredibly proud of. And it's a game changer. This next client, she's so spectacular. So I have two groups, just so everybody's clear. I have my veteran group, people who it's not their first fat loss fast track, and they get different challenges, and it's based on kind of taking it to the next level of ownership and accountability and mindset. And then I have my first time through people, and we do a lot of the ownership and accountability and mindset, but we also focus a lot on the basics, on tracking and how to pay attention and how to know what matters and what doesn't matter, on fat loss breakfasts and getting really consistent with that, on finding the right ratio for you of dietary fat and protein and all of those kinds of things. So the last person that you heard from, like I said, is one of my veterans. This next one is one of my new girls, and she has just been so much fun to have. We have a private Facebook group, and she's been such a huge motivator, and she's just encouraged everybody, which is such a great part of it too, because you get to be inspired by all of these really, really wonderful people. She's awesome. Her name's Tools. Some people wanted to stay anonymous. She didn't. She'll introduce herself as she gets started into her message. She's from South Africa, and there's just so many amazing pieces of wisdom that she is going to share with you in this message, like how she used to see the world through obesity tinted glasses. Everything was about her weight and losing weight and the things she couldn't do because of her weight. And it really held her back. She said that there was this well-worn track in her head of desperation and what is wrong with me and why can't I do this and I'll do anything it takes, but then not doing everything that it would take. And she would really struggle with being quote unquote on for a few days and then off for a few days and doing this really exhausting dance of two steps forward, two steps back, two steps forward. And so she was trying and there was a lot of effort, but she wasn't getting anywhere. So she shares some really powerful breakthroughs and I want you to hear from her.
Hi, my name is Tulani from South Africa. My friends call me Tools. This program has been impactful to me on so many levels, but today I want to share three of my biggest rocks. The first one is tracking. I used to believe that tracking meant I would have to be perfect all the time. And if I wasn't, then it meant that I would beat myself up and that would be forever on paper, and I really didn't care for it. Turns out, the way Elizabeth teaches us to track makes it one of the most powerful tools in the process of fat loss. My experience of trying to lose weight has always been one of deprivation, drama, somehow feeling like a victim, giving up all the time and gaining everything and then some. I pretty much dieted myself into obesity. So the combination of eating only foods you love and tracking how everything makes you feel made it clear pretty early on that there was no deprivation involved here. And in fact, as time went on, I noted the increase in energy, the lack of hunger, and the fact that I was enjoying my food while getting results, and just being able to get on with my day without food debates the whole time in my head. Also, tracking kept me connected to my goals. You would think for someone who has never gone a single day without looking at my life through obesity-tinted glasses that this would not be an issue. Well, tracking took me from the well-worn track in my head that looped over and over. The one that says, I am so desperate to lose weight. What is wrong with me? Why can't I just do this? I would do anything to be normal. It took me from that to focusing on what I could do today and taking action today towards my goal. The second thing is that Elizabeth always talks about doing the work. I've spent years of my life waiting for weight loss. I've spent every single moment planning and trying to lose weight. I've spent so much time starting over and over. I can liken it to the time when I had a contract with a customer where for the first few months I worked my butt off. We had several late nights, we had crazy deadlines, but the result was always worth it. And at the end of each day, I felt like I'd been productive and I made a valuable contribution. With 1 month left on the contract, there was no work at all, but I still had to pitch up on site and couldn't pass the time surfing the net or doing other customers' work. This was probably one of the hardest and most frustrating times of my work. This is exactly how I felt for so many years because I was so lost in the planning, the wishing, the trying, and the quitting. I never got around to doing the actual work. So working with Elizabeth revealed to me that doing the work is actually much easier than the incessant planning and thinking about it. Sure, there's very little room on the sidelines once you commit, but man, it is so much more rewarding. The third thing is perhaps one of my biggest rocks, and I'm still working on it. One of my biggest stumbling blocks was being on for a few days and then be spectacularly off the next few days. I would be perfect for a week and then one quote-unquote forbidden food would send me on a bender for the following week. I thought I was over the all or nothing thinking because I no longer was trying to change 10 things at once. I didn't realize that I was still doing it with the thinking that as long as I eat fat loss friendly foods, I was quote-unquote safe. Elizabeth flipped the script on me on this one with a whole new perspective that made me realize that first of all, nothing is off limits or forbidden. No food has any power over me. I do, in fact, possess self-control already. I don't have to earn it. But like any other muscle, I need to exercise it. So I'm working on breaking the emotional connection and response to certain foods. Ultimately, I'm working on creating a healthy relationship with food. Man, I cannot wait to experience all the wonderful and powerful things I can do with my body and all the exciting experiences and freedom of my new perspective along the journey to my goal, because honestly, this is the most solid and concrete foundation that guarantees that my result is permanent. Because as Elizabeth says it, I don't work hard for temporary. Thank you so, so much, Elizabeth, for being such an inspiration, for making me believe that it is possible, and for always giving of yourself fully. I am truly grateful.
Pretty powerful stuff, don't you think? And isn't her accent like your favorite thing ever? I feel like I listened to that several times just because I love her accent so much. In fact, one of the things that I do in the Fat Loss Fast Tracks is I give away little prizes for, you know, people that are just doing a great job. And so Tools won one of them, and it was a coaching call with me one-on-one, and I just so enjoyed listening to her accent. But anyway, fangirl moment for me. I think it's so cool. But when she said that she was stuck feeling like a victim of herself, right? Because she created the obesity through her choices, and yet she felt like a victim of her own doing, and she dieted herself into obesity. I know I could relate to that because I would go so rapidly back and forth between intense effort and really limiting myself, and then sort of the opposite end of the spectrum in total overindulgence, dieting your way into obesity. I couldn't be more true. But then when she realized there is no deprivation, you can enjoy your food and get results at the same time, you can end the internal food debates that exhaust your energy so you don't have energy left for good choices because you've used it all up in your head. You waste so much energy thinking about action and planning for action that you don't have anything left to take action. There is no doubt, I guarantee all of my clients would agree with me on this one. When you start doing the work, you realize that doing the work is so much easier than thinking about doing the work, worrying about doing the work, fearing about what comes after the work. Doing the work is easier. No question. The idea that you don't have to generate self-control, you just have to exercise it. So many times we think like, oh, well, you know, if I can just get consistent, if I can just become self-controlled, you just have to act that way once. Self-control isn't something you have to earn. Discipline isn't something you have to earn. It's just do it once and there you've done it. It doesn't mean you own it forever, but you don't have to wait for it. You can just do it. And then my favorite thing, and this was based on a webinar that we had in the group where I shared, I don't work hard for temporary. I did in the past. I would do these extreme diets and I would work so hard and I would be so disciplined and I would be so focused and then I'd put all the weight back on. So I worked hard for nothing. I don't work hard for temporary. I don't want you to work hard for temporary. So this next client, she will share with you that she was hesitant to join. And I think that's really important to hear. She thought that it was expensive and she wasn't sure that it would be worth it. But she'll tell you now, she's one of my new folks as well, not a veteran. She'll tell you now, it was about 10 weeks in when she sent this message, how she feels about it now. She'll share with you her physical results, but also her mental and emotional results, how she feels like her whole life changed. And she generated a new confidence, right? And she'll also share with you the challenge that she enjoyed the most. So we have weekly challenges. Every week there's a different singular, just one challenge, and she'll share with you which one was her favorite and what it did for her. So I'll let you hear from her.
I originally joined the Fat Loss Fast Track to lose fat, to get into smaller jeans, to give one more crack at my weight loss that I've tried so many other things so many other times. I was a little hesitant because it was a pretty large financial investment, but I can tell you that I got my value out of the course in 2 weeks, in the first 2 weeks. It was worth every penny that I spent. even before I started seeing physical changes in my body from the program. I am really pleased with how my body's changed, and I am in smaller jeans. But more than that, my whole life has changed in such a positive way. I have a newfound confidence to know that I can do anything that I put my mind to. I believe in myself again for the first time in a very, very long time. I've learned how to fight for myself, how to figure out what I'm doing and why, to take the time to investigate why I'm eating. I was eating so much food that I was just putting in my mouth without tasting it, enjoying it, just because it was there. The journaling has been extremely helpful, and I was so resistant to it because of all the shame from my prior dieting experiences, but that really has unlocked all of the answers for my journey. There was a lot of things that Elizabeth encouraged us to do, some of the affirmations, morning routines. I had always thrived, I thought, in being a free-spirited person without a schedule. I now have a morning routine, and it sets me up for such great success and productivity. My relationships have improved. My whole outlook on life has changed. I've improved my productivity at my job. I'm more productive in my house. I'm a better parent, a better spouse, because I believe in myself. I've learned how to change my self-talk with Elizabeth's help. Elizabeth encouraged us to push our boundaries and to do things that we didn't think we were capable of. The mental toughness challenge week, I was the most resistant to, and that one was the one that made a great difference in my mindset. Do things that are uncomfortable because I can. It was such a blessing to be part of this group. Elizabeth is amazing. There are not enough words to describe how impactful she's been, not only in my life, but in the rest of the fast trackers that were in our group. Everyone was so supportive. She encouraged us to take action. Not just think about it, not just whine about what's not going well and what we're struggling with, but what can we do about it? What is within our power and what we actually can do about our situation? We learned how to find opportunities and obstacles, how to take a struggle and turn it into an opportunity to improve. I had no idea how a weight loss program from a podcast could change my whole life, not just my waist, in such a short amount of time. Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking a risk and creating Primal Potential, for telling your story so that you can help others be the very best versions of themselves.
I am just so proud of her honesty about her reservations and how she changed the fact that it was. I mean, she initially went in for fat loss. She wanted to wear smaller jeans, and she is wearing smaller jeans. But what she realized is it changed everything. She's more productive at work. She feels like she's a better parent, a better spouse. And that changes everything. But you have to show up and you have to do the work. She wouldn't have gotten those results if she was sort of skeptical. And there were things that she was skeptical about, but you know what? She did them anyway. If you just do the work, if you just tell the process, I tell my clients when they get in that all I need for them to do is show up, listen, and work hard. Because some people don't show up, right? They either talk themselves out of joining or they talk themselves out of participating, and then maybe they don't listen. They don't listen to the webinars, they don't read the challenges, they don't really take in why it is structured the way it's structured, or they don't work hard. And I think that if you are willing, it's only 12 weeks, it flies by. All of them will tell you that it felt more like 3 or 4 weeks. It flies by. And if you show up, listen, and work hard, you can have that same thing. Like, I feel like my whole world turned around. And in fact, this next woman that we're going to hear from, she said, go ahead and share my name. I want the bragging rights. Her name is Nancy. And she's a little bit different in that weight has not been a lifelong struggle for her. She was lean for most of her life. She put on weight later in life. And she will share with you not only her physical results, which are pretty incredible. She's one of my veterans. She's been around with me for a little bit in a couple of fat loss fast track groups. But she will share with you her physical results. But the stuff she tells about how her life has changed, how her perspective has changed, that is a game changer. So let's hear it from Nancy.
Okay, so here's my story. For me, I was thin a good portion of my life, and I started gaining weight in sort of my mid to late 20s. You know, I know for a lot of people, weight is a lifelong struggle, but it wasn't for me. You know, it wasn't until I got, you know, graduated and I got a job and, you know, responsibilities that I started to gain a little bit every year. And here I am in, you know, my mid 40s, and I'm, you know, was 60 pounds overweight, and I was approaching the 200 pound mark. You know, I was really struggling with life, you know. You know, life can really knock you down. A lot of things happen. We all go through personal challenges. But I didn't have really good coping skills, and I ended up with a really negative outlook on life. And, you know, I was very stressed out and angry a lot. I was hard on other people, and you know, to be honest, I really wasn't very likable. And of course, that all results in more weight gain, because, you know, I eat when I'm stressed out or when I'm upset. And then when I'm overweight, I feel tired and lazy, and I'm just not doing, you know, as much stuff as I used to do. So, instead I'm eating or I'm bored. So by last fall, I realized that, you know, I really had to make a change. And I was on this really long road trip, and I downloaded a bunch of podcasts. One of them was from Primal Potential. And I listened to the first one was on, you know, are you treating your weekends like vacations? And I identified with that so much. A lot of what, you know, Elizabeth was saying, she was talking about stuff that I hadn't heard before, things that really nobody else was talking about. And that's kind of when it all really started to change for me. So, you know, I downloaded all the podcasts, I listened to all of those things. And then by January of this year, I joined the winter group, and then I've joined the spring group as well. And now, you know, here we are about 10 months later, and I feel like really a different person. You know, I've had some physical changes. I've lost about 20 pounds, about 5 inches off my hips and 4 inches off my waist. You know, my clothes fit me way better. You know, I had to even get rid of some, and my skin looks better. You know, I've got tons of energy. And mentally is, I think also is where we have seen a real big change. Is I really feel very positive. I don't feel stressed out anymore. You know, I'm productive and I'm happy, and I'm not obsessed with food anymore. You know, there was a time where I was just crazy with planning to be thin. You know, I was meal planning and dieting, and I wanted it now. I didn't want to wait for it, but that's not really how it works. You know, weight loss really teaches you to be patient. You know, when I started, I was expecting about 2 pounds a week, but I'm averaging about a half a pound a week now. And what's so fantastic about that is it's forced me to slow down and stop stressing out about everything. You know, I realize now that I am in total control of everything in my life. You know, my food choices, my stress levels, my attitude, I'm accountable for all of those things. And as a result, I feel really calm. You know, I'm grateful, I have a good positive outlook, and I'm nice to people. You know, I'm laughing and socializing. And, you know, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I feel when I open my eyes is happiness. And that's something I haven't felt in a long time. So my advice to you is start now. Don't waste any more time. Start making changes and take control of your life and go find your happiness.
How powerful is it when she shares that now she wakes up in the morning and the first thing she feels is happiness? That doesn't come from losing 20 pounds. When she hasn't felt that in so long, when she feels like she didn't have coping skills and she was in a negative spot and she just wasn't a really great person, and now the first thing she feels when she wakes up is happiness, that doesn't come from 20 pounds. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome progress, but she has changed her perspective. She feels more positive, not as stressed, more productive, like she is in control, because this is not a diet. For any of these people, no matter their goals, it is not a diet. Are we after fat loss? Yes, we sure are. But for me, that's what makes the fat loss fast track different. Because I'm not just like, oh, here's your food list and here's your meal plan and come on, let's eat salads, guys. Let's eat salads. No, that's not what it is. There are plenty of people who are doing that, and rah, rah, go for it. If that's what you're looking for, there are plenty of people who will give that to you. That's not what the fat loss fast track is. The fat loss fast track is about your life. And when we get that under control, our perspective, our outlook, the fact that we are in control at all times, when we do it in a very measured, productive, and implementable way. Is that even a word? It is now. What I mean by that is we're not out to win a race. We're not out to make 7 changes at once. I can't stand that. I don't think that it's sustainable. We are doing this in a very measured, controlled way so that it works within your life, so that it's totally achievable. And you're not hearing it from me, you're hearing it from them. It changes lives. It changes lives. And I'm so proud of them. It is such a gift to me to be a part of their journey because I know how personal it is, how private it is, how intimate it is, how it extends across. I mean, we don't just talk about, we almost rarely talk about nutrition. In fact, we're talking about life. We're talking about work. We're talking about relationships because that's what it's about. So here's the deal. If you are not interested in the Summer Fat Loss Fast Track, that's totally cool. I understand the podcast is free. It's here for you. The emails, the social, all that stuff's totally free and here for you. But if you're thinking, I at least want to know more, I'm curious enough to know how this works, then it's a 12-week group. It is a very limited size intentionally, and that's not marketing jargon. That's I limit it because I want to keep it small because it's how I spend my days and I don't want it to feel out of control. I want to be able to make a difference. And I'll be very straightforward. If you want to know more, or if you're like, I need this in my life, there is a prerequisite. And it's a free prerequisite. Fat Loss Fast Track isn't free, but the prerequisite is free, but it is required. And that is that you attend a webinar. It'll be next week. On the webinar, I will talk about the 3 different types of approaches to weight loss and which ones I think work and which ones don't, because I want you to understand where you are at and what you are looking for, because I don't want anybody going through the Fat Loss Fast Track who isn't ready for it or isn't open to the approach. So I lay everything out on the table and I want to make sure that only the people who say yes, yes, I either I trust you and I believe you and I'm ready, or I totally agree that the approach I've been taking isn't working. I don't want the people who are like, no, just give me my food list and my meal plan. So that is one of the reasons that the webinar is a prerequisite. The other reason is because the space in the group is significantly limited. Because of that, I want to make sure I'm getting the right people. If I can only work, or I'm only willing to work with a small number of people, then I sure as heck want to make sure that I'm getting the right people. The reason I limit the space is because I do very personalized coaching, responding 7 days a week for 12 weeks, and I just can't do that if the group is too big. I just can't. This is where I spend the biggest bulk of my time, and so it's important to me that it be a fun, positive environment with people who are ready to be in it and to commit. And so I don't make apologies for the fact that the webinar is required. Very directly want to filter out the people who aren't just ready yet or who don't have the right mindset. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Because that's why the podcast is here and maybe you'll be ready down the road. But it is important for me personally, because this is how I spend my life. Also important for you, so you don't waste your time or your money. And also important for everybody else in the group that we make sure we have the right people in there. So here's how you can register for one of those webinars. There are a couple different days and times, but it's not unlimited. Like I can't do it at every time that works for everybody. So if you can make it work, awesome. If you can't, I totally understand, but I hope that you also understand why it is a prerequisite. So here are the 2 ways that you can register for the webinar that will be this coming week. So I don't know if you're listening to this in the future, you might have missed it, but there will definitely be a wait list for the next one if you're listening to this a few weeks from now or a few months from now, or who knows what we'll be doing a few years from now. Here's what you need to do. You can go to the show notes page for this episode over on primalpotential.com and it'll be there, or you can go to primalpotential.com/summer. FLFT, all one word, that stands for Fat Loss Fast Track. So you can go to primalpotential.com/summer FLFT, which stands for Fat Loss Fast Track. That's all one word. Or if you're in the US and you want the link to come directly to your phone, just text FLFT16, that's Fat Loss Fast Track 16, FLFT16 to the number 33444, and you'll just get the link texted right to you so you can do it right from your smartphone. So that's the deal. Let's wrap up with what I ate yesterday. Different kind of breakfast. I had coffee, but I went out for breakfast, so I had just scrambled eggs and bacon. Then I was out and about running errands for a great majority of the morning. So I stopped at the store and got a bottle of water and a can of almonds. I don't usually do that, but I was just gone for so long that that's what worked for me. And then was snacking on those for most of the day. And at the end of the day, super lazy dinner. I made a stir fry of cauliflower, bacon, eggs, and tomato sauce. So random. That's what happens when the fridge is empty and you don't feel like cooking. It was good. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it, but I liked it. Yeah, totally random. So anyway, I hope to see you guys on the webinar. If you've got questions, let me know. But if it's questions about the fat loss fast track, I'll answer them on the webinar. I would get so inundated if I just answered every little question about the fat loss fast track over email. So if you send questions about the webinars or the fat loss fast track, it's going to be, you'll find out on the webinar, and you will find out on the webinar. So to register for that prereq webinar, go to primalpotential.com/summerFLFT or text FLFT16 to the number 33444. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.